All right, folks, contrary to popular opinion, contrary to any limiting beliefs that you might have, contrary to a lot of the conventional wisdom out there, every live video need not be a major production. Okay? It doesn't need to be. Every live video, a lot of your live videos can be simple, can be fun, can be on the go, can be down and dirty. And I'm not talking about X-rated. I'm just talking about you turn on the fucking button and you don't care where your hair is. And you, maybe you're in an old ragged t-shirt with a gravy spot on the front of it on a Sunday morning out in your backyard when you've after you've had breakfast, whatever. But every live video need not be a major production. Saddle up, folks.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd.Live.
Yes. I think a lot of people, new people, I don't think old people that have been doing live video for a while have this issue or think this way, like a limiting belief that their live video needs to be a major production. I think that people that are more seasoned in live video have kind of come down from that worry, so to speak. They realize that, I mean, because I know when I got into live video, I thought, man, I'm really going to have to make a show. I'm really going to have to make an appearance. I'm really going to have to show people what I've got. And you know what? I do. Sometimes. Right? Sometimes I put on the great show. Sometimes I need or want to put on the great show. Sometimes it's in my best interest to put on the great show. In fact, it might be more times than not that it's in my best interest to put on a good show. Or a going all in major production kind of a show. But it's not realistic to think that on a regular basis and on a routine basis that you can put on that kind of a show and be there for your people, or that they even want that. A lot of them might not even want that. Every time they see you, it's some fucking crazy production with lower thirds everywhere and graphics and backgrounds that are going nuts. And no, I mean, a lot of times people are just going to want to see you casually with your phone or in front of your computer or behind the scenes. I mean, that's what made live video so hot to begin with, was that people got raw, unedited, behind the scenes kind of stuff. I mean, that's people love that. People, it's like reality TV. Reality TV took over television in a lot of ways. People love reality TV. The stars of reality TV are nobodies that show up from random towns around our country or from around the world to compete in whatever it is they're competing in, whether it's a cupcake baking challenge or an obstacle course or surviving on an island or being a housewife or, I mean, you know, These reality show contestants are all just random people. And they get massive ratings and massive followings. Why? Because people like and can relate to everyday people. And so when you dress yourself up into a major production all the time and you're not really doing the raw and uncensored and the quick down and dirty, and no, I'm not talking X-rated. I'm talking about just random shit behind the scenes, chit-chatting with your people. Then you're missing out on a huge opportunity and maybe the most powerful part. Now, look, doing the big production, I think, is valuable when it comes to, hey, you want to teach people how to do productions. You want people to pay you to do their productions, whatever. They need to see what you can do, right? But a lot of people in your audience want to get to know you too. They want to know you as a person, as a friend. See what you're like when you're not broadcasting the major production. Think about it, folks. Not everything has to be your opus.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/todd.livepage. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live.